We've always been very consistent in the approach that, whether it's through a trade agreement or through the WTO, that it's important and necessary for any requirement that's placed on exports that it be consistent with sound science, that it be consistent with international rules and regulations. I think this victory could very well send a message that you just can't have bans on products that aren't based on international standards, that aren't based on a proper risk assessment process and measurement. So I think it's a strong validation of the approach we've been taking at the U.S. and hopefully will allow us to potentially make it a little bit easier to knock down these barriers as they're constructed from time to time. So it's, I think, a very important win for us.